Welcome back to another episode of today's Prepper Weekend Edition. Unleash your urban prepper power, ingenious gardening strategies for the city survivalist. Urban gardening has become a vital aspect of sustainable living and emergency preparedness, especially for preppers in urban settings. As the interest in self-sufficiency grows, practical strategies for urban gardening are in high demand. In urban environments, where space is limited, traditional gardening methods may not be feasible. However, with the right approach and urban gardening strategies, preppers can effectively cultivate their own food sources in small spaces. By embracing techniques like square foot gardening and vertical gardening, urban preppers can maximize their space utilization and yield a bountiful harvest even in constrained environments. These innovative approaches not only promote self-reliance but also contribute to a greener and more sustainable lifestyle in urban areas. In this blog post, we will delve into the world of urban gardening strategies tailored specifically for preppers. From selecting the right plants to optimizing resources efficiently, we will explore how urban gardening can play a crucial role in enhancing resilience and preparedness for any unforeseen circumstances. Embrace the power of urban gardening and take the first step towards self-sufficiency in an urban landscape. Choosing the right plants for urban prepper gardens. In times of emergency, having a reliable source of fresh produce is crucial. When selecting plants for your urban prepper garden, it's essential to choose varieties that are not only space efficient but also provide a bountiful harvest to sustain you through challenging times. Let's delve into two key aspects to consider when choosing the right plants for your urban prepper garden. Selecting compact and high-yield varieties. Opting for compact and high-yield plant varieties can maximize your limited urban gardening space. Plants like cherry tomatoes, dwarf fruit trees, and compact herbs are excellent choices. Cherry tomatoes, for instance, are prolific producers that can thrive in containers or small garden beds. Dwarf fruit trees, such as miniature apple or citrus trees, offer a compact growth habit while still providing a satisfying harvest. Compact herbs like basil, parsley, or chives not only save space but also offer fresh flavors to enhance your meals. Prioritizing nutrient-dense vegetables. Nutrient-dense vegetables are essential for maintaining a well-rounded diet during emergencies. Vegetables like kale, spinach, and carrots are packed with essential vitamins and minerals that are crucial for overall health. Kale, known as a superfood, is rich in antioxidants and vitamins A, C, and K. Spinach is another powerhouse veggie, loaded with iron, calcium, and vitamins A and C. Carrots are not only versatile but also a great source of beta-carotene, fiber, and potassium. Prioritizing these nutrient-dense vegetables in your urban prepper garden can help ensure you have access to vital nutrients when fresh produce may be scarce. By strategically selecting compact and high-yield plant varieties and focusing on nutrient-dense vegetables, you can set up a resilient urban prepper garden that provides you with fresh and nutritious produce in times of need. Optimizing limited space for gardening. When living in an urban setting, space constraints can be a significant challenge for preppers looking to grow their own food. However, there are innovative strategies that can help you optimize limited space for successful gardening. Let's explore two key techniques to make the most of your urban gardening space. Vertical gardening techniques. Vertical gardening is a game changer for urban preppers as it allows you to maximize space utilization by growing plants upwards instead of outwards. This technique not only saves space but also enhances the aesthetic appeal of your garden. Consider installing trellises, hanging planters, or vertical pallet gardens to take advantage of vertical space. DIY vertical gardening projects can be both fun and practical. Create a vertical herb garden using hanging shoe organizers or repurpose old ladders as plant stands. Another idea is to construct a vertical succulent wall using a wooden frame and plant pockets. These DIY solutions not only save space but also add a touch of greenery to your urban oasis. Utilizing container gardening. Container gardening is a versatile option for preppers with limited outdoor space. It allows you to cultivate a wide variety of plants in containers such as pots, buckets, or raised beds. The key benefits of container gardening include portability, easy maintenance, and the ability to control soil quality. When engaging in container gardening, Choose suitable containers based on the plant's root system and size. Opt for containers with drainage holes to prevent waterlogging and select a well-draining soil mix to promote healthy plant growth. Remember to water your container plants regularly, as they can dry out faster than traditional garden beds. By implementing vertical gardening techniques and utilizing container gardening, urban preppers can overcome space limitations and enjoy a bountiful harvest right at their doorstep. With a little creativity and resourcefulness, even the smallest urban space can transform into a vibrant and productive garden oasis. Water-saving strategies for urban prepper gardens. Water scarcity is a challenge for urban prepper gardeners, but implementing efficient water-saving strategies can help ensure your plants thrive even in challenging conditions. Let's explore two key techniques that can make a significant difference in conserving water and promoting sustainability in your urban garden. Implementing drip irrigation systems. Drip irrigation is a game changer in urban gardening, offering a precise and efficient way to deliver water directly to the plant roots, reducing waste and ensuring each plant receives the perfect amount of hydration. Installing a drip irrigation system can be cost-effective and relatively simple, especially with the availability of DIY kits. By setting up a drip system in your garden, you can minimize water loss due to evaporation and runoff, making the most of every drop for optimal plant growth. Tips for setting up a cost-effective drip irrigation system. Begin by assessing your garden layout and plant needs to determine the best placement for the drip lines. Choose high-quality components to ensure durability and reliable water delivery. Consider incorporating a timer to automate watering schedules and prevent overwatering. Regularly check and maintain the system to address any clogs or leaks promptly. Mulch around plants to help retain moisture and enhance the efficiency of your drip irrigation system. Rainwater harvesting techniques. Rainwater harvesting is a sustainable practice that can serve as a valuable water source for urban gardens, especially during dry spells or water restrictions. Collecting rainwater allows you to reduce reliance on municipal water supplies and take advantage of natural precipitation to nourish your plants. There are various methods for collecting and storing rainwater, ranging from simple DIY setups to more sophisticated rainwater harvesting systems. Methods for collecting and storing rainwater. Install a rain barrel or multiple barrels to capture runoff from rooftops through downspouts. Position the rain barrels on a stable base and secure them to prevent tipping or contamination. Use a fine mesh screen to filter out debris and prevent mosquitoes from breeding in the collected water. Consider connecting multiple barrels in a series to increase storage capacity. Utilize the harvested rainwater for watering your garden, plants, and containers, maximizing its potential benefits. By combining drip irrigation systems with rainwater harvesting techniques, urban prepper gardeners can optimize water usage, promote sustainability, and ensure a reliable water supply for their plants, even in challenging urban environments. Integrated pest management for urban gardening. Integrated pest management, IPM, is a strategic approach to controlling pests while minimizing the impact on the environment. IPM focuses on preventing pest issues by promoting ecosystem health and using multiple methods to manage pests effectively in urban gardening settings. By adopting IPM strategies, preppers can cultivate a pest-resistant garden that thrives sustainably. Companion planting strategies. Companion planting is a natural pest control method that involves planting certain species together to enhance growth and deter pests. In prepper gardens, companion planting can create a balanced ecosystem that reduces the need for chemical interventions. For instance, marigolds with tomatoes. Marigolds repel nematodes that attack tomato roots, promoting healthier tomato plants. Basil with peppers. Basil acts as a natural insect repellent for pepper plants, keeping pests like aphids at bay. Nasturtiums with cucumbers. Nasturtiums attract aphids away from cucumber plants, serving as sacrificial hosts for pests. Homemade organic pest control remedies. Homemade organic pest control remedies offer a safe and eco-friendly way to manage pests in urban gardens. By using household ingredients, preppers can create DIY pest repellents that are gentle on edible crops. Here are some effective recipes to try. Garlic spray. Blend garlic cloves with water and a small amount of dish soap to create a potent spray that deters pests like aphids and caterpillars. Neem oil solution. Mix neem oil with water and a few drops of liquid soap to create a solution that controls a wide range of garden pests without harming beneficial insects. Chili pepper repellent. Boil dried chili peppers in water, strain the liquid, and spray it on plants to deter pests like slugs and beetles. By incorporating companion planting strategies and homemade organic pest control remedies, preppers can effectively manage pests in their urban gardens while promoting a healthy and thriving growing environment. Emergency harvest preservation techniques. Preserving your garden harvest for emergencies is essential for preppers. By utilizing effective techniques, you can ensure a long-term supply of nutritious food even in challenging situations. Let's explore some key methods for emergency harvest preservation. Canning and fermentation methods. Canning and fermentation are two popular methods for preserving garden produce and extending their shelf life. Canning. This process involves sealing food in jars and heating them to kill bacteria and create a vacuum seal. To start canning, you will need canning jars, lids, a water bath canner or pressure canner for low acid foods, and basic kitchen tools. Follow proper canning recipes and guidelines to safely store fruits, vegetables, and sauces. Fermentation. Fermenting foods involves the natural process of beneficial bacteria breaking down sugars in the food. To begin fermentation, you will need fermentation containers such as glass jars or crocks, fermentation weights, and salt. Ferment vegetables like cabbage to create sauerkraut or cucumbers for pickles. It's a simple way to preserve produce with added probiotic benefits. Drying and dehydrating strategies. Drying and dehydrating fruits and vegetables is another effective method for emergency food preservation. Sun drying. Sun drying involves placing thinly sliced fruits or vegetables on drying racks under the sun to remove moisture. This traditional method requires a sunny location, proper ventilation, and screens or racks to elevate the produce. Sun-dried fruits like raisins or tomatoes provide concentrated flavors and nutrients. Dehydrators. Using a dehydrator is a more controlled way to dry foods. Dehydrators have trays with adjustable temperature settings to remove moisture from foods like herbs, fruits, and meat. Follow the dehydrator's instructions for different food types and drying times. Dehydrated snacks like banana chips or dried apple slices make excellent portable emergency food options. Investing time in learning and practicing these emergency harvest preservation techniques will empower you to stockpile your homegrown produce for unforeseen circumstances. Choose the methods that suit your preferences and resources to create a sustainable emergency food supply from your urban garden. Community engagement and resource sharing. In a world where preparedness is key, community engagement and resource sharing play vital roles in urban gardening for preppers. By connecting with like-minded individuals and sharing surplus produce, preppers can enhance their resilience and create a network of support. Let's delve into two essential aspects of community involvement in urban gardening for preppers. Joining urban gardening networks. One of the most effective ways for preppers to engage with their community is by joining urban gardening networks. These networks provide a platform for sharing knowledge, tips, and resources related to gardening in an urban setting. Platforms like community gardening websites, forums, and social media groups offer preppers the opportunity to connect with local gardening communities, exchange ideas, and seek advice on urban gardening practices. By participating in these networks, preppers can expand their knowledge base, learn new techniques, and build a supportive community of fellow gardeners. Sharing surplus produce with neighbors. Sharing surplus produce with neighbors is not only a generous act but also a strategy that fosters a sense of community resilience. Preppers can benefit from organizing produce swaps or setting up community sharing tables where excess harvest can be exchanged. By sharing their abundance with neighbors, preppers contribute to building a close-knit community that supports each other in times of need. This exchange not only promotes sustainability but also strengthens relationships among neighbors, creating a network of mutual aid and support. Joining urban gardening networks and sharing surplus produce are valuable ways preppers can engage with their community and enhance their preparedness efforts. By connecting with others and sharing resources, preppers can build a resilient community that thrives on cooperation and mutual support. Conclusion. In the world of urban gardening for preppers, the strategies discussed are diverse and adaptable to small spaces. Embracing techniques like square-foot gardening can maximize efficiency and yield, proving essential for those in urban environments. The importance of self-sufficiency and preparedness cannot be overstated, particularly in urban settings where resources may be limited. By incorporating sustainable gardening practices, preppers can ensure a reliable source of fresh produce while minimizing their environmental impact. As urban dwellers strive for resilience and independence, urban gardening emerges as a vital tool for survival readiness. Remember, with the right strategies and mindset, urban gardening can be a fulfilling and empowering endeavor for preppers of all levels of experience. Thanks for tuning into this episode of today's Prepper Weekend Edition.